From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Brian.
What have you been up to, Will?
Well, I just got back from the World Puzzle Championship, which was held in Eger, Hungary. There were 27 countries there this year, which was the largest ever, and the U.S. finished second. Germany was the first country. Japan finished third. And out of 102 individual competitors, the American Weihua Huang finished second, and the other Americans finished 6th, 12th, and 13th. A real fine week.
It sounds, it must have been interesting. Is this a considered to be a good turnout for this sort of thing?
Well, it was the largest turnout ever, so Absolutely.
Well, now, why don't you remind us of the challenge you left us with for our listeners to figure out this past week?
Yes, it came from listener Ed Tagg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. And it involved a multiplication magic square. The object was to arrange 16 numbers in a 4x4 square so that the product of each row, column, and corner-to-corner diagonal is 5,040. I said you can use any numbers you want, but they have to be whole numbers and no repeats allowed.
All right. And what was the answer?
Well, it turned out that there were many solutions. Listener Richard Renner of New Philadelphia, Ohio, wrote in saying there are 78 solutions. They goes 42, 10, 4, and 3 in the top row, and the rest of the numbers will appear on our website.
Well, we had over 2,000 entries from people who were able to solve this puzzle, come up with one of those answers, and our winner, which we randomly selected from the correct answers, is Steve Wersan from Ridgecrest, California, and he joins us on the phone. Hi, Steve.
Hi, I'm here.
Tell me, what do you do out there in Ridgecrest, California?
Software engineer, but now you call me a honeydew engineer.
As in honeydew this and honeydew that.
That's right.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, years now. At least 5, 6.
Well, are you ready to play this week's puzzle?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Will, meet Steve.
All right, Steve and Brian, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, think of another word that starts and ends with the same letters as mine, and that can follow mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said white, W-H-I-T-E, you might say whale, as in white whale. And as a hint, I'll tell you, every answer contains exactly 5 letters.
Okay.
All right, number one is baby.
Boy. Baby boy.
But it has to have 5 letters. Baby boy is good, but it has to have 5 letters. Something
buggy.
Baby buggy.
Oops.
Good job. Number two is foot, F-O-O-T.
Why am I falling down on that?
Think tennis.
Oh, fault.
Foot fault is right. Village.
Boy,
For this one, you want to think of a noted weekly newspaper.
Voice.
The Village Voices, right? Circuit.
I'm going to need a hint again.
Is there a judge involved?
Yes.
Oh, court.
Circuit court, good. Rifle.
Range.
Rifle range, excellent. Acute, A-C-U-T-E.
It's a number thing.
Yeah, it's geometrical.
Angle.
Acute angle is right. Monopoly.
Monopoly. Money.
Monopoly money. Excellent. Peace. P-E-A-C-E.
Repeat that.
Peace. P-E-A-C-E. The opposite of war.
Peace. Prize.
Peace prize. Excellent. So how about treasure?
Treasure. Trove.
Treasure trove.
That's good.
Bad. B-A-D.
Ooh. Bad.
If there's a, if a family is fighting, there might be this.
Oh.
Not feud, certainly. Bad.
How about blood?
Blood.
Bad blood.
There you go.
And here's your last one, pretty.
Pretty. Polly. No, penny.
Pretty penny. Good job.
All right. Steve, not bad.
Well, I think it's less than 50%. You know, usually when you're giving these, I beat the contestant, you know. But today, I flubbed.
It sounds easy from home, but... When you get the call, it's often more difficult. Steve, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and three Sudoku wordless crossword puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. What's member station do you listen to, Steve?
Currently, we're listening to KNPR out of Las Vegas.
Steve Worsen from Ridgecrest, California. Thanks for playing with us.
Thank you.
Now, Will, what's the challenge you have for us to work on in the coming week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Mike Rice, who's a writer and producer for The Simpsons TV show. Take the phrase Baby Barb, B-A-B-Y-B-A-R-B. It has the same cryptogram pattern as Alan Alda. That is, the four B's in Baby Barb are in the same positions as the A's in Alan Alda. The two A's in Baby Barb are in the same positions as the L's in Alan Alda, etc. The question is, the name of what famous TV personality has the same cryptogram pattern as Words Work, W-O-R-D-S, W-O-R-K. So again, the name of what famous TV personality has the same cryptogram pattern as Words Work.
When you have the answer, or think you do, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for NPR's downloadable Sunday Puzzle Podcast. Simply visit our website, npr.org, and click on NPR Podcasts to learn how. Subscribe, and the puzzle will be delivered to your computer or MP3 player every week. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Brian.